Hello?
I think so, yeah.
I'm saying we had someone out there
It's not so clear. Now you on speaker, maybe?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. Okay, so you want to, I'm going to get your father enrolled for the home care services, correct? That's what you would like?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just tell you a bit about the process. It usually takes a couple of weeks. The patient has to have two assessments to be approved by the state, and then we need to collect some documents for the county's approval. That will usually take some time till we get the approval, but once that is done, then you will discuss hours with an assigned service coordinator. It usually doesn't take more than 6-7 weeks, okay?
Yes.
About. Okay, I just want to let you know that before we start. And then I also have to confirm a few things with you about the patient to make sure that the patient will be eligible. Okay?
Yes.
Is the patient making more than $2,900 a month?
Yeah, my dad making more than that.
The patient is making more than $2,900?
Yes.
Do you know around how much they're making?
So he gets $1,800 in pension, and then he gets $2,000 in Social Security.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
He gets $1,800 in pension and $2,000 in Social Security, so he gets like $3,800 a month.
Okay, so from which was the, I still can't hear you perfectly, that's why I'm going to ask you to repeat yourself. Which was the first place where she's getting the $1,800 from?
Is it pension? Pension. From a pension.
Pension?
Yes, pension. They retired from something. Pension. It's $1,800 pension, and you get over $2,000 Social Security.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so sometimes the government runs into issues when the patient has a certain amount of money, but they are getting this from government funds, so it could be this will be okay. I would suggest to still try applying, and I hope that the patient will be approved, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Does the patient own a home or a car?
They own his house.
He owns his house.
Yes.
Okay. And does he have any other assets for over $8,000?
No, he don't.
In the bank, maybe cash value of $8,000?
No.
Anything in the bank?
He got none.
But he owns his house.
Yes.
Okay, is it under his name?
It's under his name, and yes, under his name.
Okay, is the patient married?
No, my mom is deceased. She's a widow.
Okay, I'm sorry. What about, is the patient living with minors?
No one. He's living by himself.
Okay, so let me tell you this. It looks like because a patient is getting more than what the county usually approves, they say not more than $2,900 a month, and because the patient owns a home, I don't know if he will be approved. I would suggest still applying for the services. I'm going to give you the number for the broker. The broker is from the company named Maximus. They will approve you from the they're going to approve you from the state. And if you get an approval, you can continue your application through our agency, Family First Care. But we can't, for now, we can't really do much on our end because it doesn't seem like to us that the patient will be approved.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the number. I can contact you in a week or two and see how it's going. And you'll let me know if they are still if the patient is getting approved, and then we could take it from there, okay?
All right. Can you, I'm driving right now.
I can text you the number.
Text me the number, please.
No problem. Okay. Okay, and then I'll be in touch with you in a couple of, in maybe about a week or so, okay?
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.